This week's honoree is a North Philly Latina who decided to move her body and has since empowered thousands to do the same.
When you have an idea and there is a deficit, it is absolutely your calling and it is absolutely your purpose to do it.
Elaine Gonzalez Johnson is a walking, talking, high-fiving ball of inspiration.
I'm not the smartest girl. I don't have an MBA. I'm not the fittest girl. I have no abs. But let me tell you something that I know, that I know, that I know. I was called to do this thing and I do it unapologetically.
She's founder of Latinas in Motion.
We pride ourselves in being women, specifically Latinas, who take care of ourselves through walking, jogging, running.
Elaine started the group in 2012. At the time, she was working as a high school college and readiness coach and had just had a baby. She'd gained 52 pounds and was battling postpartum depression. So she started walking and signed up for the Broad Street Run, a 10-miler, as motivation.
I have never in my entire life even ran a block. But I've always been a visionary. I've always been the type of person that I'm going to do what I said I was going to do.
So she did. But at the finish line, Elaine says she felt alone.
Black Girls Run, a beautiful organization, they were out there heavy. Students Run Philly Style, an amazing organization, they were out there heavy. Me being Puerto Rican, I did not feel seen.
So she founded Latinas in Motion to get more Latinas moving.
Whether that's dancing, running, walking, cycling, just making sure that we're putting ourselves first.
A girlfriend of mine mentioned Latinas in Motion, and I had never really heard much about it.
Zulma Gonzalez Lombardo joined Latinas in Motion in 2015.
I'm currently 56 years old. I didn't become really an athlete until later in my life.
Zulma decided she needed to get active so she could keep up with her 14 grandkids and also break generational curses.
Hispanic women are among the highest ranking individuals for heart disease, high cholesterol, diabetes.
According to Salud America, Latino men and women have one of the highest rates of inactivity and obesity among racial and ethnic groups. Zulma admits exercise was not something her family was into.
Unless you consider picking blueberries in New Jersey, exercise.
Fast forward, and Zulma runs the South Jersey chapter of Latinas in Motion. They are 500 women strong. She also inspired her 79-year-old husband to get moving.
He's lost 70 pounds and he has not missed a single day on the treadmill.
I was not interested in running or exercise or being healthy, so I was voluntold to do so.
That's Daryl Johnson. He's the one who nominated Elaine, his wife, for the Good Souls Project.
Never have I seen a woman who had been through a personal experience and used that experience to translate to make sure other women felt that experience.
Daryl met Elaine when she was in college and was immediately impressed.
She was 20 years old and had 3 jobs. I didn't meet anyone that young who wasn't really into fun and more into work and work ethic.
She applied that ethic to their family, which now includes 2 kids and Latinas in Motion.
She merely thought outside of herself, and I felt like that's what a good soul does.
Just wasn't safe to play outside. And so when you have these situations, you grow up, and fitness was just never something we talked about.
Elaine grew up in the inner city in North Philly, so she decided to be who she needed growing up.
You cannot be what you cannot see.
Latinas in Motion started with just 7 women. Now they're a legion of 5,000 in 17 chapters over 8 states. And it is a vibe when they gather.
It literally feels like love in real life.
Elaine's mama runs, so does her daughter. They even hold a 5K, a gala, and an annual runcation, bringing scores of Latinas complete with swag to races around the world.
We have ran in Puerto Rico, we ran in Aruba, we ran in Napa Valley.
Elaine has since quit her job, making Latinas in Motion her full-time focus. She's now a paid speaker and even started a podcast called Mogul Mommy.
I want to be the best example of love realized for people.
And that's why Daryl says his wife is a good soul. And Zulma wholeheartedly agrees.
Because, you know, she's such a beautiful soul and a dynamic person.
If you know someone who has performed an act of kindness, whether it be big or small, and you think they serve as an example of compassion, generosity, and service, tell us your story by nominating a person at whyy.org/goodsouls. I'm Cherry Gregg, and this is WHYY News.